It's a wonderful Wednesday in October, and we've heard of the smell of grease paint. We've got the smell of paint now and the wonderful sort of excitement of the whole thing. Tess, not we're in the theatre.
We are, definitely.
Which theatre in particular?
The Theatre Royal.
Well, almost, but it's the new Theatre Royal, isn't it, Sarah?
It is indeed, Alex.
So, I mean, I remember when I was last here, which was about 3 years or so ago, with Simon and Garfunkel, and we did some backstage stuff with the crew there. Things have changed, haven't they?
They have. So we've got new management in who basically kind of bought the theatre in the summer and kind of saved it, really. So it's fantastic. So what's been happening is it's been shut for a month or two, and as you can see and smell today, it's had a bit of a renovation, a bit of a lick of paint.
Yeah, we're not having any scratch and stiff for our listener to actually work through on the radio side of things, but it'll work there. Tessa, your first trip to Lincoln Theatre Royal, the new Theatre Royal.
I've actually stepped foot in the reception part before. I actually came in to try and get an interview once, but I've not been to see a show, so this is really the first time I will have seen all of the theatre, so it's exciting.
So, sorry, just describe where we are now. It's a kind of landing area, really, before we actually get into the proscenium arch area and so.
We are, if you turn round, we are in the Stalls Lounge, the Royal Stalls Lounge, and this is one of our new little bar areas, so our bar is split onto different levels, and we will have lots of little cosy seating areas for intervals and pre-shows and eventually in the daytime when the cafe bars open as well.
So, I mean, in the sense I'm already getting here, not only with the tremendous upcoming shows that you've actually got for the autumn season, is there's a buzz, there's an excitement that's coming here. I mean, you know, when theatres are dark, you always sort of think, where's things going? But actually what you've got here, and let's mention Natalie as well, of course, is a really great setup.
It is indeed. It's such a hive of activity, and even now before we're open, there's people around buzzing and getting everything ready.
I'm very impressed with all the gentlemen who came in and said that he needed to get into his full costume at this stage for the opening routine. I said, it's okay, we'll just press.
Excellent. Yes, we're getting all ready for tomorrow's opening, and all sorts of things are going to be happening then.
Well, I'm tempted to use the line, lead on Muck Bullimore, but I've probably worked really. I'll edit that out. Where are you going to take us now, Sarah?
Follow me. We're going to go through to the stalls.
Okay. Well, we can sort of walk and talk as we head through this particular zone. And whilst we're doing that, let's talk a little bit about what sort of the first show is going to be.
Well, the first show is actually on Monday, so it's not long now. It really is countdown of those days. And we're going to be opening with Story Pocket Theatre's King Arthur, which is based on the Michael Morpurgo book Arthur. We're really, really excited about this because we really want to start a family tradition of bringing back your family to the theatre. So it's suitable for age 7+, and we're saying, you know, bring your aunties, your uncles, your parents, your grandparents, your cousins, bring everyone and
so
come along.
It's going to be okay for Tessa and a couple of midweek drive-outs there?
I think you'll be okay, yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, let's move our way through the area here as we head down to the stalls and the lines from here without any tomatoes or tomatoes or various other bits and pieces there. And yeah, I mean, again, you look at the stage and you think, actually, yeah, it is a Theatre Royal.
It is indeed. This is like the little charm of the jewel. Charm of the jewel? Jewel of the charm, the crown.
Jewel of the charm would work okay, you know.
But indeed, it's just so special and unique the way it's kind of built up on top of each other. And from the outside, if people haven't been in, they just don't know what's inside at all. You really have to come on in, come down to a show and experience the proper charm of theatre.
Tessa, you've crossed the threshold now. Your thoughts?
I have. It's absolutely beautiful. The decor, really, everybody needs to come just to see the room before the show, really. It is something special.
As obviously the thing develops, I mean, it is a bit like the TARDIS here, because I must admit, initially, as I think I've shared many a time on air with yourself, Sarah, when you hear the word Lincoln Theatre Royal and you think about just the outside, you don't expect this inside.
No, it's absolutely a TARDIS. It's a bit of a rabbit warren, to be honest. You kind of get lost down lots of corridors and upstairs and that, so it is so deceiving from the outside.
And in terms of obviously the artists, I mean, the get in and so on, I mean, you mentioned obviously we kick off with Michael Morpurgo's King Arthur on Monday, which maybe shortly after you've listened to this podcast, maybe, who knows, take a time machine. But in terms of that, John Rampling, I believe, is also part of that whole package.
He is indeed, yes. It's really exciting. The cast is fantastic, and we're really excited to have lots of wonderful cast come into us this autumn as well. So, brilliant.
All great stuff. Well, again, just share. Actually, Tessa, would you like to try one of the seats out? I think it's only fair. Really.
Be careful at the moment. We have, as you can see, lots of things around. Hold your eyes. There you go.
We'll do a photo shoot. Not that one, Tessa. Oh, it's all right now. That's fine. We're fine. It's okay.
Yeah.
So what's the feeling?
Very, very comfy. Cushiony.
aren't they?
They are actually very comfy, because sometimes you go to theatres and they're actually quite hard and not comfortable. So these, and the armrests and everything, so...
We've got the Tessa Snarts.
But just to explain as well, obviously we've been kind of doing renovating, we've been mending the roof, and we've been doing a lick of paint throughout, because previously when we came in it was all white and blue throughout everywhere, not in here, but out in all the front of house areas. So we've been busy painting that red and gold to take it back to traditional roots. In here in the auditorium space, apart from us doing repainting the radiators at the moment, this is the one area that we will be fundraising for to do refurbishment at the moment. So we haven't done this yet, because obviously this is a grand job and will require lots of pennies.
We'll talk about how people can presumably become friends of the theatre and actually support the cause in the forthcoming minutes, really.
Lovely, that would be great. Okay. We walk on?
We'll walk on.
I'm going
on.
To take you onto the stage.
Ooh, always very exciting. Tessa, after your good self, we'll follow you through this. Have we...
We're going to go a different way to the
we're
stage.
We're going to take an alternate route here, which is wonderful stuff.
Jump.
As ever, Sarah Bullimore concerned about health and safety, and quite rightly so. All the great stuff. Of course, as we actually consider with this, I mean, a bit of an exclusive here, both Sarah and Southside. Thanks to your good self, Sarah, being a key midweek drivette, and of course, midweek drivette calendar girl. We actually sort of have a press launch, or at least you have a press launch, which takes place tomorrow evening.
We do indeed, yes. It's really exciting. Everything is starting to arrive for it, and you'll kind of see the bar area in a minute set up ready for that. So, yes, everyone...
I'm not sure whether the cliche about getting a bar ready for press to actually come in is necessarily good, but it's all fine.
So this is the green room.
Ah, yes, the green room, which, strangely, in so many theatres, is never actually green. But here you have...
Green room.
A green room which is genuinely green. I see one of those charming folk who actually sort of let me in actually early and said, you can't sit on the stairs, you can't sit on the steps.
Oh, no. Sit on a seat, yeah, definitely. Make yourself at home and sit on the arm.
Well, this seems similar to actually when we did do a nice behind the scenes with the Simon & Garfunkel tour, and I think we still have some of the jingles that they actually produced whilst they were actually here.
Wow, excellent, that's fantastic. Well, you will see at the moment we are really busy. We've got lots of old playbills and posters and that have been, we're kind of copying the Art Walker collection, who's the old stage manager here. And what we're busy doing at the moment, as you will see Ian here doing, is busy framing everything. So we're putting them all up around the theatre, so we're creating a tour. So hopefully we're going to be doing some behind-the-scenes tours later as well. Mm. And he's busy there using this. It's the famous green room table, which we uncovered. So our listeners can't see, but there's lots of graffiti and scribbles on there. So basically artists and crew and everyone over the years who've been kind of hanging out in the green room have all written on the table.
Isn't that lovely? What a lovely... That makes it so different. And it's actually a very lovely table. I would use the word rustic, I think.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And that was why we really wanted to keep it, because it's an important part of the heritage and history.
And the behind-the-scenes aspect is so key. I mean, you mentioned the two words, the heritage and history. But yes, I mean, without necessarily going into the history of the Theatre Royal, it's got a really kind of... Well into the early part of the 20th century.
Yeah, definitely. It's absolutely fantastic. In fact, this gentleman here, Ian, can tell you a lot more about the history.
Do you think he would actually speak if we sort of teased him around this point of view? Just okay, let's run this live and hopefully all goes well. Ian, the legend that is Ian, welcome to this little location report that we're doing for Siren Home and Southside Broadcasting. Your role within the Theatre Royal, the new Theatre Royal.
Yeah, stage manager.
The important one, then, basically.
Well, there's two of us. There's a technical manager as well. Between the two of us, we welcome the new productions in and make sure everything's ready for 7 o'clock when the audience is coming.
And that's something which certainly over the years, whatever the theatre, whether it's the Billingham Forum, the Darlington Civic, or indeed the Palladium, you've still got the same sort of notions, still the same sort of stresses and so on.
It's the same thing. You go in theatres, they're either bigger or the smaller. We all have the same job to do. Our job is to make sure that whoever comes in gets shown off to the best of our ability, really, to make
sound checks and everything.
The whole lot, yeah, we go through. As long as we're ready for 7 o'clock, that's the thing. Our job is different. We have painters in here working, and they've been working for weeks. It's all nice and gold and red and been revamped and everything. But they can come back tomorrow and finish the skirting board. We have to be ready because our people are coming through the door. So, you know, there's that element of pressure, which I think those of us that work in the industry actually like that bit about it.
We've been singing the praises, obviously, ever since Sarah brought Natalie along to share with us the excitement of the new Theatre Royal. What about your own background? Just share with us, your own history with respect to the Lincoln Theatre Royal and indeed the new Theatre Royal.
Well, not giving too much away. I started here casually in 1985, so a while ago now.
Last century.
Well, yes, indeed. And aside from here, I did also tour with plays nationally as well. So that's quite good. So you get to learn about the practice in other venues as well and bring some of the good ones back. And hopefully we can show those a few things about having to work in a slightly more antique the venue as we were then. We're now bang up to date. We've got moving lights installed and LED things. And so we're moving on the pace with the new management, which is good.
And in terms of really advice for folk who might be listening to this and thinking, I've always fancied being an ASM or a stage manager or going that particular route, any thoughts on that?
I think now is probably a better time than ever. There are so many drama groups around, be they youth groups or indeed adult groups. The university's got offshoots that's going on, both plays and musical theatre. So and the internet, there you are. Look online, all the drama groups. You can find them on there. Go along, join them, yeah.
Tessa?
I was going to say, you've mentioned some of sort of the modern elements you've brought into the theatre, but what would you like to see that sort of stays traditional about the theatre?
We are one of the few remaining what we call hemp houses in the country. We have 37 sets of bars that scenery is flown on and lights are flown on. They only go up and down by manpower. Most venues now have got either motors or counterweights. Here, it's all down to us.
Wow, that's really, really good.
Which is critical. And again, the balance between professional and the non-professional routine. Sarah, you mentioned, obviously, we've got the production coming up very shortly from the Lincoln Amateur and Operatic Dramatic Society.
We have at the county one, Amateur Operatic and Dramatic Society.
Thank you.
That's okay. So we've got, yes, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels are coming along. And actually, we'll take a walk up on the stage in a moment and we can get a little glimpse of some of the set that they've been busy building.
Well, Ian, it's been a pleasure sharing some thoughts with your good self today. Genuine delight. Any thoughts on this table that Sarah was very excited about?
Well, I have to say, I was sort of instrumental in hiding it away for a few years to make sure it stayed.
Was it the eBay inheritance tax thing you were looking for?
No. There's a few of us believe, Steve, who's with me here now, this is a bit like the ravens in the Tower of London. If the table went, you always thought and say, we'd had it stashed away in the roof and we're very proud to bring it down and give it a bit of a spring clean.
Well, it's that moment, Sarah, where obviously those of us who were trained at Lambda or have that sort of dramatic side in us sort of tend to think, this is the moment where we are approaching the off, really.
It is the stage, so I'm expecting some jazz hands from you, obviously, as we end.
Is that a jazz hands?
Maybe, I think so. I think we have to while we're here.
Okay,
form
okay.
On the stage.
On we go. I'm sure I can actually do some sort of oratory from the whole side of things here.
At the moment, we're busy sorting everything out and getting everything ready, so lots of things are kind of stored on here at the moment. But as you can see, that Ian was just mentioning about the hemp, and they all go up there across the top. You can kind of see how tall it is actually when you get on the stage as well and how bigger it is than when you're sat in the audience and you just don't realise the sheer size of the space.
I wonder if Kerry Katona is aware of the kind of quality that will be behind her for the pantomime.
She's already been to visit us, so we've already had her in and she's already been to see and she's really excited and looking forward to coming back.
Tessa, your thoughts on this view?
Oh, it's amazing to be able to look out to the crowd because obviously usually I'd be on the other side. And it's really, really spacious. It's like we're in a movie, a film right now, and you can see all the different props and sort of chairs and everything.
And again, looking at the overall set, of course, when you are on stage, there is that sort of light that you can barely see anybody beyond the sort of front row, if there. Not that you should be looking at that, of course.
Yes, definitely. Once those lights come down, and that's what, you know, when I used to perform, I always used to say when people are like, oh no, I'm really frightened. But actually, as soon as the house lights go down and that, you know, the bright lights are shining in your eyes, you can't really see people. So
I get a real sense of love and affection and professionalism that's kind of combined to actually go into this revamp of the new Theatre Royal. And that, I mean, I don't know if you pick up on that, Tessa, but I mean, there's a lot of real effort, very positive effort going in here.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I think Lincoln as a city is quite small compared to a lot of big cities. So it is like a little family-run sort of theatre. And I think that's really nice because it brings the community together. And yeah, it's definitely a place everybody should come and experience. So.
Definitely, I would agree with that. It really does feel like that. And obviously, it's now owned by a small Lincoln family as well. So everybody on board, we are all working together round the clock as well at the moment to get everything ready to open the doors and let everybody come in and experience it. So it is beautiful.
And looking ahead towards 2017, presumably, clearly you're thinking about programming and things going into that sort of zone. I mean, any sort of teasers you have at present?
Well, we have one on sale already. We've done a pre-sale, and that's where we're expecting G4 coming in March. So that's really, really exciting. We had to put that one
it's
on.
The singing group, not the security group, just in case people are wondering.
Yes, definitely.
Easily
definitely
confused.
Entertaining. So they approached us and said, could we go on pre-sale? Because they're coming to Lincoln later on in the year to the cathedral, I believe. And they're just backed by popular demand, really. So that's going to be a really beautiful evening.
Sarah, folk are listening to this in Darlington, in Hawaii. We're doing a piece with the Chief Tourism Officer of San Francisco, actually, who's celebrating 50 years since the Summer of Love. How can they actually support the new Theatre Royal in Lincoln, as well as obviously coming along and actually seeing shows?
There are so many different ways, and as we kind of go through the next few weeks and a couple of months, more opportunities will arise. So, for example, one of the things which is more local, but actually it doesn't really matter, is we have the Friends of the Theatre loyalty card, which we are literally just about to launch and waiting for them to come back from print. And that's just £20 a year. And basically with that, you get so many kind of core benefits. So you get core benefits for the theatre. So meet and greets, watch rehearsals, discounts on some shows, priority booking. But then what we're doing as well is we're working with loads of businesses. So, for example, Cote Brasserie, Tony and Guy. And we're going to be offering loads of offers, and they're going to be changing on a regular basis as well. So it's absolutely superb value.
Now, Tessa, I know that obviously with your sister Lois and your mum and dad, you come from a bit of a theatrical family background. Performance is actually there. How would your mum feel about performing here?
Oh, she'd absolutely love it. I think that's one of the things she's always wanted to do, aside from her sort of singing, like solo. Definitely. She'd love to perform with a big band as well, so... Yeah.
Whereabouts is she now? What's she doing?
We're based just outside of Peterborough.
Glinton.
And she's a solo singer, but she does a lot of the 1940s venues, so the vintage shows, but also country, a bit of rock, a bit of everything really. Yeah. So she's
going to have to tell her to get in touch with us then, aren't you?
Oh, definitely.
It's all good to go. As we say, this will be coming alive in every sense of the word in literally a matter of hours from now, Sarah.
I know, isn't it scary?
So 168 hours, you'll have had your first three performances.
Oh my goodness me, that's scary, isn't it? But so exciting as well.
So where to now then, Miss Mullymore?
I think we're going to go underneath the stage now.
Always good.
Good with you.
Is this sort of like a pantomime where effectively we sort of suddenly go down a trapdoor?
The trapdoor is under here, where we're standing now, and the orchestra pit as well. So it's still got those lovely kind of traditional feel to the stage as well. It's fantastic, but I promise you we're not going to go that way down.
And those people who pay attention to acoustics might have actually noticed a complete change. We've suddenly actually gone into almost an echo chamber, a very cold, harsh routine. The sounds of the theatre repair people and the theatre decorators have kind of faded into the background because we are where, Sarah?
We're underneath the stage, Alex.
Underneath the stage, Tessa.
Secret room.
With lots of chairs as well, so presumably people can quite comfortably sit here reading the newspaper until they actually emerge on stage.
It is. This part's a kind of two thing, really. It's used for the run-through, so you know when you're watching a production and someone disappears off stage left and then appears on stage right, this is how they do it. They disappear through a door and run round here onto the other side. But it's also a changing room, so for all those large dance schools that we get in and when we get all the young children and the dancers in the pantomime, this is a great space for quick changes and for large groups as well.
You get really well changing on stage, otherwise that'd be a completely different sort of routine, etc. Tessa?
I was going to say it's very peaceful and quiet at the moment, but I can imagine once there's a show on, it's hectic down here.
Absolutely, lots of people changing and rushing and where's my shoes and all of that business.
I remind you, you're listening to Midweek Drive from Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting on location at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. See, Sarah, I'm getting the name right.
Excellent, well done. Now I'm going to go the long way down.
And we've ascended, we've moved up into another bar.
We have indeed. So this is the actual kind of theatre bar area, and we've got lots of little areas that we've kind of built and made. So the carpenters have been in here building and changing our bar space, giving us some tables so that everyone can pop those interval drinks down. We're getting new furniture, plants have been arriving, pictures are up on the wall, so it's all go.
So as a millennial then, Tessa, what are your thoughts?
Oh, it's really lovely up here. It's spacious. And I think once you get all your customers here, I don't think they'll want to go back. They want to just sit and stay here.
There's that really barbell going. Hopefully the show will actually draw them back for the second part.
Definitely, indeed. No, it is beautiful space. And I'll show you a couple of the little small areas where you can sit as well. Although it won't be for next week, what we will be doing is we're planning to open the bar in the daytime as well. So people can pop along for a couple of coffee, have a little meeting, whatever they want, really. We just really want to open our doors to everyone all the time, so it is going to be a hive of activity.
And presumably during performances, people can order their drinks in advance?
They can indeed. We really kind of say, you know, order them before the show. And that's why we've got the tables here, so that it's just much quicker for you and much easier as well. And you probably saw on the way in, we have a new candy corner downstairs, which we've got some bespoke sweets, and they're provided by Sweet Candy Kisses, which is a local firm, because we're really supporting lots of local businesses. So we're going to have a new candy corner, so when people come in, they can not just get ice creams, which is supplied by Beach Dean, but also lots of lovely little sweets as well.
Well, I think you'll have a lot of people coming now once they find out you've got a candy corner. Definitely.
Suddenly the students migrate from Bishop Chris Test from the University of Lincoln. It's an astounding.
I just wanted to say, I've noticed as I've been going around these beautiful chandeliers you've got everywhere, they're lovely as well.
And Sarah, this is all part, of course, of the growing successful arts scene in Lincoln. We mustn't forget, obviously, the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, the Drill Hall, etc. There is that lovely, more than just a dream, kind of vision that yourself and Natalie actually have about sort of a general coordinator's art strategy.
It is indeed. You know, we've worked in the sector for so long, and we're also passionate about the arts in Lincoln and the cultural scene. We just want to go that extra mile and just make sure that there is something for everyone. Support young people, support career opportunities, support Lincolnshire artists as well. And it's about working together. It's about everybody working together to provide better for the whole community.
Are we going even higher now, Sarah?
We are, but we're just going to take a slight diversion towards the wine. But not to drink it yet, just to show you.
So on we go as we head through yet more. I mean, I'm very impressed with the way you've integrated technology.
These are the upkeeps that Ian was talking about, and that, you know, yes, it's really, really important we go back to traditional roots and that, but about embracing new digital elements as well to kind of help us with the future as well. So we've got some lovely new TV screens in.
So the new Theatre Lincoln on social media can be recognised by?
It can. It is on Twitter. It is at NTR Lincoln, and it is New Theatre Royal Lincoln on Facebook, so quite easy to find.
Will you be liking that, Tessa?
Most definitely, yeah.
And following them?
Oh, of course.
And you're a key Instagrammer as well.
I
these
am,
days.
So I can either... Instagram as well, yes.
Definitely NTR. Follow you on there, definitely. And I just want to say as well, following the traditional theme, as I was just saying to you earlier, you've got all pictures from, traditional pictures from way back when, and also...
Before both of us were born, actually.
Oh, yeah.
All three of us.
Yeah. Well, this is from when these ones here that we're currently looking at for the listeners as well. It is when it burnt down in 1892, and it was rebuilt, or areas of it were rebuilt in 1893, and it was called then the New Theatre Royal. So, of course, we are going back to its original name from 1893, so that's why we've got those photos up as well.
So really it could be the New Theatre Royal.
New Theatre Royal, yeah, lots of new going on.
And so we see the sign marked Royal Lounge. So presumably one for Prince Harry, Prince William, Kate, of course.
Yes, absolutely. Very important. So what we've done is we've transformed this space. It used to be an office, and we've turned it into another little area for our guests in the daytime and evening as well, before shows, to kind of have come in, enjoy a drink, enjoy a bottle of champagne, some sweets, some ice cream. Do you want to come on in?
Tessa, what do you think?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, let's go. Let's work our way through this whole process. And, again, nice sort of area here. I can see we're almost in what would probably be described as I say, that classic theatrical attic environment, really. But
it's got that kind of old-worldy charm to it, isn't it? So we've been busy. We've got lots more pictures and frames up here. We've been busy adding all the finishing touches with the mirrors and the plants and everything. And you'll see behind me, we have some of the old pantomime
Oh, no, you haven't.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we do. Just needed to do that. So these are really, really exciting, what we're looking at going forward as well. So it's really important for us to kind of display the heritage and history, really, which has long been forgotten.
We mentioned Kerry Katona, of course, who is this year's pantomime lead, one of them, of course. Would you like to just share the title and how people can actually get tickets?
Indeed. So we have Cinderella, and Kerry will be playing Fairy Godmother, but we've also got CBBC star Christopher Johnson, who's Buttons. We're introducing Rebecca Lowens as Cinderella, and we've got Ian Reddington, actor from Coronation Street, as Baron Hardup as well. Tickets are on sale now. Come along and support the New Theatre Royal for our first pantomime and first season. And go to the website, which is www.newtheatrelincoln.co.uk.
And the great news, of course, is you can actually catch the Christmas show at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, which is Treasure Island. You can catch the Drill Hall event that's taking place as well, pantomime. And they're all sandwiched within the joys of the New Theatre Royal, because it actually continues ever onwards from thence, and actually starts before them and finishes after them.
It does indeed. And it'd be great to see people kind of in future going to all three and kind of collecting all those pantomime brochures and programmes. And things. That's, you know, something really lovely. And there's some fantastic events up at the cathedral as well. So that tradition of going out to the theatre with your family over Christmas as well can really be cherished in Lincoln. It's just fantastic. And with the Christmas market as well.
Don't you think, Tessa, will you be persuading the Snart family to actually have a rendezvous at the Lincoln Theatre Royal?
Oh, yes, definitely. My mum's very traditional, and she still likes coming to the theatre, so I'm sure I can persuade her to come. So.
And I'm also very impressed, look out here, sort of, it's not quite stained glass, but we've got a wonderful shot of the new Theatre Royal Lincoln that's actually within that.
It is indeed. So, yes, we've had all this glass put in, and we were in the bar before, and that used to be windows there, and now it's mirror there as well to kind of reflect the surfaces. So everyone's been working really hard to kind of put finishing touches in place.
I know you haven't got your initial list to hand, and the memory will probably sort of say no, but are there any sort of key members who've been working hard on the whole thing that you'd like to sort of give a name check to, or should we save that and do your next info Inspired on Air?
Do you know, I would say everyone, obviously Natalie and Mike, who are the operations director.
Let's give them their full name, shall we?
Absolutely. So, yeah, Natalie Hayes-Cowley and Mike Hayes-Cowley, absolutely working around the clock and putting everything into it, but really just... We have had, and at our launch tomorrow, we've got a big thank you list. Everyone who's supported us so far, local businesses, all of the workers have been here for weeks. They've literally been living here. All of the staff and everything, everyone's been fantastic.
And no, we haven't changed our location, but we have actually moved to the centre of the whole thing here. I'll just start here. I'll pop this down here, and I'm going to just about try the seat out from that point of view. And yeah, it's all good. It's all good. The view, Tessa.
Well, incredible, really. From where we're sitting, you can see the whole of the stage and right back. So anybody sitting on this row will have a perfect view.
Yeah, this is the Royal Circle, and actually, you know what? It's vastly becoming my favourite spot, I think, in the theatre, especially on this front row here. Just got an excellent view. And the way it angles upwards, from all the theatres I've been in across the land with lots of other Shakespeare children, it does angle quite steeply, so actually, heads shouldn't be a problem.
Sight lines, absolutely no problem whatsoever, all very good from that point of view. Might possibly say could do a teeny, weeny bit more leg room, but that's okay, I'm just a tall person.
No, we know that there is that problem, and obviously because it's a Victorian theatre, that's the one thing we can't change.
The legs were so smaller in those days.
And because the thing is, it's a Grade 2 listed building as well, so we can't actually do any work like that. So that is one of the areas that we, as I said before, we want to get some fundraising for in order to actually look at how we can refurbish that and improve it in the future.
Well, Sarah, she has arrived. The person we have spoken about in Hush Town, somebody who's actually sort of opened up a whole range of things, and is currently in deep conversation with somebody else, of course.
I know. Well, it's all go. It's that hive of activity we talked about.
To whom are we referring?
We are referring to Natalie.
Yeah, the Natalie. Natalie, how are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well.
When I spoke, of course, on your first Inspired on Air and first production with us, we were sort of looking ahead to this, and now we are literally hours away from the press launch. And if we sort of count ahead in 168 hours from now, the first three shows will have been and gone.
That's scary. That's very scary. But no, we're very excited. We're all working extremely hard to get everything ready for tomorrow evening.
Well, the behind-the-scenes views of Tessa Snart are legendary, really. This could be a make-or-break thing. So, Tessa, what are your views on your thoughts on the new Theatre Royal Lincoln?
Well, I think it's absolutely beautiful. You've all done a marvellous job, and I think everybody in Lincoln, well, or elsewhere, needs to come and see it. Come and see a show.
There we are, you see, the approval of Tessa Snart.
That's lovely, no higher. To hear. Lovely to hear, lovely to hear.
Sarah, as we said, has done a fantastic job in terms of working through the process. Natalie, we'll obviously look forward to speaking with you regularly as the months proceed.
Yes, I look forward to it. I look forward to working with you in the future.
And it's just success after success. Sarah, well done.
Thank you very much, Alex, and thank you for coming along today too and having a talk.